This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and healthcare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with David Potak, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Unitex Textile Rental Services, Med Apparel Services. David will discuss what Unitex does and the importance of properly handling medical linens. David, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. The pleasure's ours. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. So let's start with the basics. What is Unitex and what services do you provide?
Unitex, as a company, provides healthcare linen and laundry services as well as uniform services to healthcare clients throughout the Northeast United States, from the smallest individual physician practice up to the largest acute care hospital and nursing home in the area. We provide a full range of products that we own and rent to our clients and launder for them on a daily basis.
What goes into processing linens behind the scenes at Unitex?
Well, the process has actually become quite automated over the years. My great-grandfather, Max, started our company in 1922 with a hand washer and with a horse and wagon to deliver the product to local clients in and around New York City. And over the years, we've evolved into operating 11 commercial laundry facilities, processing over 240 million pounds of linen on an annual basis. And in order to be efficient and consistent in providing that service to our customers, we've invested a lot in automation, whether it be washing technology, drying technology, or the final processing and packaging of the product. There's an incredible amount of automation and technology that has gone into our facilities, which have made our facilities among the most productive commercial laundry facilities in the world.
Why is it so important for hospitals and medical facilities to work with an experienced and reliable medical linen service provider?
Well, there's a significant amount of aspects to the reason why we have been able to build a very large client base with a lot of new clients and ongoing clients with who've displayed a lot of loyalty to us over many years. And first and foremost, from an infection prevention standpoint, there needs to be a very consistent automated process in how soiled healthcare linens are laundered that needs to be compliant with OSHA and CDC guidelines. Our plants have also gone through a voluntary third-party validation to prove to our customers and also just to continue to monitor for ourselves that the work is laundered with water at the correct temperature, correct chemistry, a correct drying temperature. And so from a real basic standpoint, obviously our healthcare clients need to have the confidence that we are dealing with bloodborne pathogens and any infection control concerns regarding how we process the linen. In addition to which, because this is a vital service for our clients, they need to know they're working with someone that is able to provide this kind of service 24/7, 365 if necessary. Our facilities generally operate 7 days a week, and we're able to make deliveries to our clients 7 days a week, in some cases to our largest clients twice a day, 7 days a week, with as much as a full tractor trailer of new, fresh healthcare linen for them to use in their patient areas and for their physicians to use in terms of wearing scrubs and lab coats and other medical uniforms. So there's a lot more compliance that healthcare facilities are engaged in and scrutiny. And so finding a reliable partner like Unitex, who follows every protocol, exceeds every expectation when it comes to the processing of the linen and the delivery of the linen, it really gives people confidence and peace of mind that they're working with a good partner.
Well, you certainly do have your place of importance within the healthcare industry. Today we are with David Potak, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Unitex Textile Rental Services and Med Apparel Services here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. This topic of properly handling medical linen is equally important for patients as for medical professionals. Get into the reasoning of that, if you would.
Well, when we look at how we process healthcare linen, as much as we're processing linen for patients, we're processing scrub suits and lab coats and protective surgical apparel for healthcare professionals to wear as they do their job. And so when we look at a client, we're looking at a variety of different people in the in a hospital or in a surgery center or in a nursing home that are going to interact with our product, whether it's a patient or a healthcare provider and caregiver. And so we take equal attention to how all of the product is processed. It's laundered in a way that is hygienically clean. And as I mentioned, we go through a process internally of validating how we launder the product. But then we also go through a voluntary certification program at our plants that is renewed every few years that really gives our customers confidence that we're processing the linen with the utmost of care and based on the most current standard and expectations for infection control. And in doing that, we're also having a lot of our clients tour our facilities to really get that peace of mind firsthand, that they can see that this is a highly automated process that has really taken into as much technology as possible into account in the process.
Are there any organizations that oversee this process?
There are some federal organizations, OSHA and CDC most notably, who have put together a set of expectations and recommendations on how healthcare soiled linen is processed, from the type of chemistry used to water temperature and time. And so obviously we follow all of those guidelines. In addition to that, we have also entered into voluntary third-party certification programs through our National Trade Association, TRSA, and that has given our customers very good third-party validation that, in fact, not only are we aware of what the regulations are and expectations, and that we know that we're meeting them, but we have this third-party validation to present to them that really gives them a lot of confidence. And in addition to that, we're very proud of the facilities that we have constructed, and it's a very common occurrence for clients of ours to take tours of our facilities to really get that peace of mind firsthand that there is a real consistent automated process behind the handling of soiled linen, which gives them a lot of confidence that what they are getting to use for their patients is hygienically clean and is done that way on a consistent day-by-day basis.
Lastly, David, how does Unitech stay ahead of the curve in this industry, and what do you think is coming up next?
Well, one of the things that we always try to do in constructing new facilities, we have been fortunate enough to be able to grow our business through the loyalty of our employees and the loyalty of our customers for many, many years. And in building out new facilities every 2 to 5 years, we're able to really take advantage of the newest technology and level of automation that's available at that time. And that allows us to just continue to get better at the process and become more energy efficient, more cost efficient, and we're able to maintain those savings for customers. And so we're constantly looking at reinvestment in facilities and in new equipment. We're also, I think, very diligent in how we add people to our teams. We're very, very fortunate as a company to have an incredible amount of great team members, and in recruiting and in promoting from within, we're able to really build a very strong foundation in our company with great people who do a great job managing and operating the several plants that we have, as well as interacting with customers, providing great educational value and support to our customers in how they can contain cost and use newer, more technologically advanced products to get better outcomes. So it comes down to, at the end of the day, really the willingness to reinvest in people and the willingness to reinvest capital into equipment and new facilities. We're a company that culturally is not satisfied with today's result. We're always trying to improve upon it, learn something, and pass that knowledge and that benefit onto our customers.
Well, like I said earlier, you guys over at Unitech certainly do play an important part in the healthcare chain and the healthcare industry. We certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. Where can listeners get more information on Unitech?
Probably the simplest way to get more information about our company is on our website, www.unitech.com, and that's UNITEX. We've got some great information on current programs that we offer to our clients, as well as some very good virtual plant tours and videos to give people some insight into the technology and automation that's involved in our process. And I think we've had a great success in people learning more about our company through our website, and we'd certainly invite anyone listening to do the same.
Well, David, once again, we certainly do appreciate your time, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
I very much appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for having me.
And you are more than welcome. We have been speaking with David Potak, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Unitex Textile Rental Services and Med Apparel Services. And for more information and for contact, simply visit unitex.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.